Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Adam, and I can feel my soul ascending as I get to catch up with one of my entertainment idols, actress Michelle Clooney, who I immediately became a fan of when she starred as Melanie on Showtime's hit series, Queer as Folk. I first interviewed Michelle in 2012 when she made her playwriting off-Broadway debut with her show, Us. After more than a decade away, Michelle is about to make her return to the New York stage in Michael Griffo's hit play, Pen Pals, from September 3rd through the 14th at the Darryl Roth DR2 Theater here in New York City. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Adam Rothenberg, and for the past 16 years, I have been going behind the scenes with celebrities from the world of film, television, theater, and music. With over 2,200 interviews under my belt, I make my guests feel comfortable and at ease, allowing them to talk about life behind the curtain. So without further ado, please welcome Michelle Clooney. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to be talking to you and catching up with you. I can't believe it has been 13 years.
I can't either. But and yet I feel like it was a minute. Like I feel so we had a connection the first time we met, and you're so lovely, and I love your passion for theater. It's just beautiful because I share it with you, and it's lovely. And you were so supportive when I came back there to do my play. You were so supportive. And I can't tell you what that means to a first time playwright. It was everything. So thank you. I want to thank you.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure. I was so excited to get to support you and to help promote the show. And now I am so excited to get to talk to you in person as you make your New York stage return in Pen Pal. So I have to start off by asking, after 13 years away from the New York stage, what made Pen Pals the play to bring you back?
Well, it's funny because I had heard about it through my friend Sharon Gless from Queer as Folk. And she was talking about it and she kept mentioning it to me. And then I asked my manager, and my manager was talking about it as well. And then out of the blue, I get a call one day and he's like, do you want to do Pen Pals? I was like, yeah, of course I would love to. And I read it immediately. He sent it to me, and I love Michael Griffo's script. I just find that it's the simplicity of the human connection and what we all are here to do, right? I mean, it's as simple as that. And I feel like we need that more than ever, that simplicity of human connection. And I fell in love with my character, Bernie. I just think she wants to connect so badly. I don't think she finds that connection at home. And so when I read it, her heart just leapt off the page, and I understood her immediately. And as I've been working on it and going over the script, and God knows how many times I've read the script now, I just feel as though it lives inside me. I love it. I love it. So I'm excited. And I'm excited. The group of actresses I'm working with, I'm working with Megan Follows, but the group of actresses popping in and out of the play, doing their 2-week runs, are so extraordinary. I'm just honored to be in this esteemed group of actresses. And I'm excited to get on stage. You know, that's where I started. So it's exciting for me.
Well, I think you are going to do fabulous as Bernice, because I saw the show last year when Nancy McKean was in it.
Okay.
And it is such a phenomenal show. And the emotional arc that specifically your character goes on is huge.
Well, I did it in my kitchen last night. I did. I'm such a nut. I read the entire play out loud in my kitchen. My son's asleep. My dog's looking at me like, what are you doing? You're talking to yourself for an hour. And because I wanted to feel the arc underneath me. I wanted to like get a sense of the arc. And it's such a great arc, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Oh. And what you kind of touched upon this just a few moments ago with saying how much of a connection Bernice feels she needs, that she doesn't really get it at home. And do you feel like that's the reason she's able to tell Mags so many things that she can't tell her husband or even her friends?
Yeah. I mean, when I like break this character down in my head and I think about her, I feel as though she didn't get it at home. So therefore she marries someone she doesn't get it with as well. And that connection with her pen pal, Mags, is the only place where she is truly seen. And we all know that, right? There are people in my life that I am completely seen with. I am seen, I am heard, I grow bigger around them. There are those places, those pockets. Sometimes it's your entire life, usually not. And I think that's why that connection is so crucial to who she is in the heartbeat of her life, right? I love the human connection in the story. I think it's just beautiful, and it's beautiful the way it unfolds. And I love that Michael Grifo, the playwright, was insightful enough to see that in his mother's letters and understand that and feel that it was worthy to come out because it's beautiful and it's simple. And I think back then was an innocent time, right? What was it? It was back before, just before the internet, before texting, before email, before connection was so easy and possibly sometimes could become frivolous. It was before it was easy to speak to someone across the Atlantic. So when you did, you're writing letters. It had to be thought out, and you had to wait. And now it's just so different. And that innocence is something I've thought a lot about because we don't have that anymore. Although I get very excited when I get a letter because we don't get letters anymore, right? So I'm like, somebody wrote me a letter.
Or like a physical birthday card.
Oh gosh, instead of a Facebook message, you're like, I had a birthday card. Gosh. So it's interesting. It's interesting, but I think that's what we go to the theater for. And I think in the years coming, theater will be even more important to us and to our society because I think we're going to yearn for that human connection.
Oh, definitely.
I know I do, whether it's having lunch with a friend or even connecting with you right now. I mean, it's just lovely to see you. It's lovely to talk, and I think we'll want that more and more and more, especially as AI becomes more involved in filmmaking and everything. I love connecting with people who are different from me, and if I don't agree with them, I just listen. I just listen and take in their point of view because they're allowed to have their own point of view. And I feel like if we could get back to that connection amongst people and that appreciating each other, even when we're different, even when we're unique, I feel like we could come together and something very special could happen. But I feel like it's the outside forces that want us to hate each other, that want to keep us divided, that want to keep us separated because we're not very powerful separated. And so I hope to God that people connect and meeting each other where we are.
Because like you said, even if it is, even if you have different viewpoints, you can, if you don't have to agree, but you can just listen. And maybe you'll learn something from somebody else. Maybe you'll look at something a different way. Maybe that person will look at something a little different from what your viewpoint.
But that thought, and not to go too deep down the rabbit hole, but that thought is a thought based in man is basically good, which I believe, and I still believe. And I always think it's 1 or 2% that ruins it for everyone else. I do think man is basically good. And I think we all want pretty much the same thing. We all want to thrive. We all want, and then there's always that little 1 or 2% that's, So yeah, I think the human connection is important. I think it's something we need to hang on to, and that's why theater is important, the play is important.
Well, speaking of people coming to theater, I definitely highly recommend everybody going to see Pen Pals. It is so good. You are definitely taken on an emotional journey. What do you hope audiences walk away with after seeing the show?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying,
I hope they walk away with that warm feeling you get from the human connection, you know, because when I read it, I started to go back and think about all the different people in my life who have kept me, you know, grounded, who have filled me with the human connection. And I hope they walk away with that and maybe a greater appreciation for those human connections.
Yes.
You know, because yes. I think that's what the play is about, and probably what all great theater is about. I mean, my mentor told me once, Milton Katsalas, he said, you know, every story is a love story. Mm-hmm. Every story is truly a love story, because that's what everyone's really trying to look for. I think that's why we go to the theater.
Yes.
Connected, you know.
Definitely. And with your run in the show being only 2 weeks, how do you feel this role will enhance you as an actress?
Well, I think it'll be nice to jump up on stage. And it's also, you know, a role that ages from 14 all the way up to, you know, late in life. And so that'll be a nice kind of thing to feel underneath my feet, to feel that age, that arc. And that's interesting. I've never done something where I played so many ages. So that'll be fun. I think that's something I'm really looking forward to. And especially now I'm 55, so I can kind of feel a lot of those ages. Like, I know where they all live inside me. So, yeah.
Yes. I'm 55. I was going to say, as I'm approaching 50, I totally relate to what you just said. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I thought you were like 35 or 40. Yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
three weeks ish. Two to 3 weeks.
We should celebrate.
Yes.
That's congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Such a milestone.
Yes. I'm very excited about it.
It's a good one too, because you can reflect back and look forward. It's a great place to be.
Yeah.
And you have wisdom of, you know.
Yes. All of that past. That now can propel me to my future.
Well put. I love that.
Thank you. And since we did mention earlier in the interview that it has been over a decade since you've been on the New York stage, what is making you nervous about,
about this? Over a decade. Well, I have all these friends coming, and so we're jockeying. Like, I'm like, well, you come this night, and you come this night, and you come this night, and I just want them all to listen to me, and I want them all to come when I say so. I'm like, you're coming opening, and then, well, I don't have anyone for the next day, so because I like to have someone in the audience.
Aww.
So, yeah, I do. I just love that. So. So that's not making me nervous. I'm just organizing the schedule. I'm trying to be bossy with everyone. And some people are listening.
I see the Melanie coming out.
I knew as soon as I went there, you were going to say that. I was like, should I say this? Should I say that I'm being bossy? What's making me nervous? I don't know. Maybe I'll know more when I get there. Mm-hmm. What's making me nervous? I mean, right now I'm just working on the script, and it's such a lovely script to work on. Every time I read it, I find something new. Mm-hmm. And that's fun. That's really fun. I want to give everything I have to it, because I always feel like, you know, I grew up very old school. My grandfather came over from Scotland, so my father's first generation. And I just grew up that, like, you show up on time and you give everything you have and the world doesn't owe you anything and you try to do your best. And so I think if I get nervous about anything, I just want to show up and do my best and give everything I have, you know,
I
to the
love
audience.
that.
They deserve it. And so I come from that place, which is actually a healthy place to come from. I think it kept me very grounded in Los Angeles because so many people here come from the place of, oh, I want to be famous and I want people to do everything for me. And I come from the place of like, just try. I tell my son this. I have a 10-year-old. I'm like, you know, you should work harder than anyone else in the room. And if you're working harder than anyone else and you're showing up and you have a good attitude and you have some talent, and not that he wants to act. I mean, he's very talented, but he loves science. Science is
Oh.
his passion, which is beautiful. He wants to clean up the ocean and give back to the world. And I think it's just a beautiful place to come from to how can I give instead of how take and what can you do for me? And if you don't do for me, I'm mad. And so I just want to bring everything I have, all my life experience and all my love and my knowledge of the human connection, and give everything I have and be grateful for the experience because I'm an actress over 50 working.
When I saw that you were going to be cast in the show, I was just like, that was a great idea. I mean, you are
Oh.
so talented. I adore you, and I'm thrilled that you were thought of for this role and for this run. And
Sweet.
it's true. It's true.
That's so sweet of you. And you've been with me since Queer as Folk. You know, we're doing a panel discussion this weekend. I wish you could come to it.
I wish I
It's
could too.
Television Academy, our 25th anniversary, and we're doing a panel discussion, and it's always really interesting. There's so much to unpack there. And so much to discuss and so much to reflect on and also to think about moving forward.
Yeah,
So
definitely. I know I saw your post about it. There was one a few weeks ago or a month ago.
a panel for Pride Live in Hollywood, which was amazing. And it was an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I'm telling you, it was the tip of the iceberg. We had so much more to talk about, but time ran out. So now we get a chance to go back in and do another 2 hours for the Academy, which is a great honor. It's cool.
Especially at the 25th anniversary. I mean, I can't believe it's been 25 years.
Either. Where did the time
I
go?
don't know. I don't
What
know.
the how?
I have no idea.
And look at everything that has happened. And it was such an interesting time. It was so. I remember going to pride parades before that, and they were big. But I have to tell you, the first pride parade I went to after Queer as Folk was insane. It was New York City. You're riding the float. It was a million people. It was the streets of New York were packed. And I jumped off the float to run into a Banana Republic to go to the restroom. Security followed me because I was going to pee my pants. And security followed me and I went through the crowd. I went through that. And then I didn't get back on the float. I wanted to be down with all the people. And I just started running down the street like this, high-fiving everyone. Like,
Oh my God.
while it was so much fun. It was just a great moment.
Yes. Speaking of Queer as Folk,
Yes.
and I'm going to merge Queer as Folk and Pen Pals together for a moment.
Yeah.
If Melanie was your pen pal, what would you tell her that you felt like you never got to? Like, is there something you feel you didn't either, maybe you didn't get to do, or any kind of feedback you got from fans that you wish you could tell her, hey, Melanie.
Wow, that's a really good question. Oh, I think two things popped into my mind. One, I got you. And I know this is strange, but as you get older, you understand how to have yourself. Especially now that I'm a mom, I can also mother myself. I can also be there for the little girl inside myself. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I think Melanie grew up different, already feeling alienated, already feeling alone, already feeling like she had to prove herself, because that's part of being a woman, that you have to prove yourself
Yes.
constantly. And so I think her whole life was just like fighting, 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 feeling very alone and not feeling like she had anyone who had her. Like she's there for Lindsay, she's there for her children, she's there for her friends, but who's got Melanie? You know, I would tell her, I've got you. And then I would also tell her, it's your time, because I never felt that she got her moment. I think there's something deep inside that character that was something happened the other day. A friend of mine said, you're such a justice warrior, even on the small things. And I thought about that, and I think ever since I was a little kid, I had this thing about justice, and I think that Melanie has that too. And I think there's something in her that she would like to have run for office. And I think that I would tell her that it's your time. And I think she would be amazing at it. I think she could take the slings and arrows, you know? And I think that she would be tough. And I think she has a great voice. And I think she's unafraid. And I think she comes from the right place. So that, I mean, that's what I would tell her. That's what I would say to her.
I love
I
that.
don't
And I also feel like you also answered my next question of where do you think Melanie would be today running for office?
I think she would be running for office. I really do. I mean, I've had people say to me, would you run for office? And I said, yeah, I don't know if they could pay me enough. I mean, the stuff, they don't get paid that much. And that's always like, where does all this money come from? It's because they the perks and things, because they don't get paid that much. And to put up with the idiocy, the cruelty, the lack of common sense. I don't know. I think nowadays, like if I were to go into office, I'd want to create real change. And I feel like a lot of people running for office, they just want a job and they just get comfy and they want to keep it. And so that's not my thing. I don't, I would want to get in there and create change. And that's a whole other game. That's,
It is.
oof, you know, especially right now. So, but I think Melanie, I think it would be a great storyline for her. You know, it's what, Pennsylvania? I mean, what a great state. What a great state to explore that storyline in. Oh, that would be amazing.
Maybe it was just
So
birthed here.
maybe.
Maybe.
That's what I would love to see her, or even a spinoff where she gets her own show where she runs for office.
Oh my God, I
You
would
never
love
know.
that. I would love that.
I know. I would love that, especially right now. I think she could tear it up.
Oh yes, 100%.
Great, 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 great character. I love her dearly. I love playing that character. I felt like she was a hard worker and she really gave everything to her family. And I just loved her.
Yeah,
I love her
she did.
character. Yeah. And I feel like I have some more juice. There's something more I have with that character left.
I love
So
this.
yeah, we'll see. You never know. Maybe
You
I'll
never
bring it up
know.
panel discussion and see if that see what happens. But I'm also busy working on a couple plays. That boy, once you get into writing a play, it's so maddening.
God, I can't wait. I can't wait for another.
Yeah, well, we'll see which one. I have two, and one was going really fast, then the other one's going, and I think, I don't know, we'll see which one wins the race, but it's it is maddening. I mean, when I wrote Us, it was like I was like Diane Keaton at the typewriter. Here's falling down. I mean,
Oh my God.
here, maybe a year and a half of just writing, 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 writing. And it was obsessive. I think I did 90 drafts on that
Oh
play.
my God.
It was never ending.
Incredible.
But Tennessee Williams says writing is rewriting. So you just keep writing and it becomes maddening.
I mean, I just published a book in Jan my first book in January, and I
Did
mean,
you?
I did.
I didn't
I
know that.
did. And I understand the rewriting very much.
Maddening. Did you become obsessed with like every comma and some point someone has to tell you to stop. I guess that's what editors are for.
Yes, I did have somebody finally just say, it's just time, just let it go.
Let it
And
go.
I did. And I did. I'm very happy. I'm very happy with it. So,
Oh.
but I do have to start wrapping things up. So I have one more pen pal play question to ask you. So that is, if you could write a letter to your son, what would you say to him?
Oh. Oh. That's so sweet. That's tough. Eat your vegetables. Eat your vegetables. No screen time. I'm just joking. And I try to just give him everything every day, all the wisdom. And then I try to balance it out with and enjoy life. You know, I think the overall theme that I've been focused on, especially lately, is a certain during, especially during this time, is a certain gratefulness, you know, for the small things, the big things, for everything. And I think if you come at life with that attitude, you can't go wrong. You know, I don't think anyone owes me anything. I never have. I've always worked really hard, and I still like to find ways to work hard. And I think if you find what you love and you work really hard and you come at it from a place of loving the work, then you can ride the waves of life, right? You can ride the ups and downs. You know, a friend of mine said, oh, you haven't worked for a while. And I said, yeah, but I also have been focused on my son. And if I wanted to work, I would hustle. I haven't been hustling. I've just now started to be like, okay, I'm going to get back to work. But I haven't really been hustling. So I kind of feel like you get what you give. And so I feel like if you always come at it from that place of working harder than anyone else in the room and then being grateful when you do get something, I think then you always have a joy of gratefulness. Does that make sense?
Yes,
You
I love
know,
that.
I don't think I'll ever, as much as I'm 55, I'm in Hollywood, I've been here since I was 17, I've had some great success, I'm very happy. But I don't feel jaded at 55. I feel like, oh, I got a new script to work on. I'm so excited. Let me dive in there and see what I can give. And when you come at it from that point of view, then you'll always be happy because if you want to act, act. You can act in an alley, you can act on stage, you can act. If you want to act, act. That's what I say. A painter paints, a writer writes, an actor acts. I kind of feel like, oh, I'll act whether I'm paid or not. And fortunately, I got a job, and that's wonderful. But I do believe in that sort of down home gratefulness life,
I love that.
strong work ethic. I got it from my grandmother, from my mother. It's just a strong work ethic to find what you love and to spread joy with it and to be grateful. You know, and I think that's what I would tell him. I mean, there's so much I'd like to tell him, because I think that's a real key to happiness.
I do have to, I hate to say this, but I do have to wrap things up.
Okay.
And I think it's a perfect note to end on with gratefulness, because we are very grateful that you are going to be in the second rotating cast of Michael Grifo's hit play Pen Pals. You can see Michelle September 3rd through the 14th at the Darryl Roth DR2 Theater here in New York City. I'll have the ticket link on Call Me Adam. And thank you so much, Michelle, for your time today.
Thank you. So
You're
good to see
welcome. You
you.
too. And I will
Okay.
see you very soon.
You too. Mwah.
Mwah. Bye,
Bye.
everybody.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of show. Call me Adam.com.